Tanager Woods, subdivision 2018-20, final subdivision plan.
This is a final subdivision and landscape plan for the construction of a cluster subdivision comprising of 168 single-family lots and related amenities to include a covered bus stop, 2,516-square-foot clubhouse, and multi-use court. The property is located on the southwest side of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Route 277. The Planning and Zoning Commission approved the preliminary subdivision plan at their meeting of Thursday, December 20th, 2018. The final subdivision and landscape plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes and all conditions of approval. Tax parcels, District 234, Map 6, parcels 58 and 85. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
I have a question on this one. Just because this is the one, I remember when we did this, somebody came in and said, hey, I have an airstrip, I land planes there, and we said, you know, we really don't want anybody having a plane land. We did put in there, they have to have in their documents that there's an active airstrip there. I just want to make sure that this actually, we told them to not put any of the houses within the landing strip. And I just wanted to make sure that we did, because they have an airstrip on one thing, but I, for some reason, thought the airstrip was going the other way.
And if I can assist, Mr. Chairman, so there is a note on sheet 10. Sure, it just, the annotation just says approximate flight path, mm-hmm. but I understand that the applicant's engineers are here if there's a question, so.
Well, could I, may I
sure,
ask?
Sure, we may, yeah.
Is there anyone here?
Hello, my name is Jim Erickson. I'm a professionally licensed civil engineer and principal civil engineer at Solutions IPEM. So to answer your question, as Jamie pulled up, we left a flight path for the planes taking off and landing. And you can see where we delineated it, and we had a distance based off of a calculation. Off the top of my head, I don't remember exactly where that came from. I know we looked it up. But if you project that out further, I believe what ends up happening is that we also, we did end it, we had no lots on that section, and then we're in the setbacks when you project that out further. And the further you go, further from the actual the landing strip, you know, the less likelihood you are of hitting a structure, because you'll be further up or further down at that point. And so where you technically end it is where we showed the ending on it, but we did leave a little bit of additional buffer at the end as well by relocating all those lots and that roadway as well to provide that path.
Okay. That is the direction of the airstrip then?
Yes, it is.
I don't know why I was thinking it was going straight across your...
Oh, no, it's down in that corner. I don't know if they have an aerial or something you can pull up, it'd be maybe easier to see, but it is down in that corner and then comes up parallel to that property line where we showed it.
Okay. That was my main concern, that we were not landing a plane on anybody.
Let's hope not. Yeah.
Yeah. It would not be. Or, you know, plane pieces falling off. I don't know anything, any of that stuff. So, and we've got it in there that you're going to have planes there, so
yeah, there will be
don't
in the,
complain
the documents
later.
For the HOA. Yeah.
Is this another one of those where we, I know it's too late now, but that in there that there might be active hunting next door?
I don't recall there being a condition to state that that's going to be the case.
I just know that's been a problem recently, so I'm trying to get it into more and more documents just so people are aware that they are moving to Sussex County, Delaware.
Yes, no.
People flying the planes might want to know that.
Yeah. Man, Holly.
But to my knowledge, I don't recall that being in the conditions.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's something we could add.
Is that
at this point.
To add that? I
mean,
it's not.
It's never too late to ask.
I'm not sure that there. We can't. Well, if you would please, then I would prefer that you do put that in there, just because a lot of people have moved here from other places. That
right here, the gunshots and everything.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm on
next door, listening to people like, oh, I heard gunshots today. I'm like, that's because deer season just opened up.
Season 2.
In other words, Sussex.
It's ducks right now.
Apparently,
too.
It's also
and
beaver season. In case
season.
You didn't know, I found that out this week. Anyway, you don't shoot a beaver though.
Well,
all right. I don't need your whole story, but okay. All right. So that's my one request. I can't force you to do it, but if you could please have them put that in there, I'd appreciate it.
Sure thing.
Okay. Then I do make a motion to approve the final subdivision plan for Tanager Woods.
A second.
With the final to be, nope, it is final. We're all done.
Okay. So moving seconded to approve the Tanager Woods subdivision 2018-20 final subdivision plan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?